wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. One book from God in heaven to men on earth. We live in a world of books, from filthy paperbacks to huge college textbooks. Yet in that mountain of books, there's just one book that is unique. It is so different, it occupies a solitary table. It claims to be the book of the living God of heaven and is his message to men on earth. It declares itself to be indestructible. It has braved the blasts of clever infidels and of world empires, and it's still here, going into more languages and more nations than any other book. Is it really true? Can we trust it? Is the practical guide to our lives? Let me give my testimony after 82 years of life under its teachings and 67 years of being blessed with the salvation in Christ Jesus that it reveals. I am a practical man. If anything does not work, I have no time for it. I have put that book to a severe test, for mine has been the rugged life of a frontline evangelist battling the forces of sin and infidelity. I declare its teachings to be practical and not vain theories. They work supreme as divine guidance for our lives here, from childhood to old age, and not stopping there. They direct us in the way to die, and they unveil eternity, the great hereafter. Before its divine revelation of the future, all of man's speculations are only vain imaginations. First, the Bible reveals to us the living God who created the entire universe, and then he made man as being different from animals and angels. What did he make man for? He made us to glorify himself, and that is our first duty in life. It is to glorify God our Maker. Halt there, neighbor. Search and see. Look back over your entire life. What did you do? What did you say? What did you plan that was motivated by one purpose, even to please and glorify God your Creator? What do you come up with? I know, just a blank nothing. Say, neighbor, you're in a bad way. What will it be for you when your Maker brings you into judgment? And that book tells us what God expects of us. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind. Since he made us and has given us all things, surely he has a right to expect our love and the first place in our hearts and lives. Neighbor, I know you're disgusted with the I love you in the movies, so don't you smear that hypocrisy on the living God. You know you do not love God, so come clean with the truth of it. Why don't you love God when he made you for his fellowship to enjoy communion with you? He made you a living soul to commune with him, the living God. The Bible tells us what has happened. Man's disobedience and rebellion has separated him from his God. You don't love God because you love yourself and your sins and the world, and you follow the ways of the devil and not God. What a calamity. And as the Bible tells us, man is so fallen in sin, he's a complete ruin. His heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. From the soles of his feet to his head, he's full of wounds and bruises and stinking sores. Man is lost in sin and past mending. That Bible shows us ourselves as we really are. What for? For us to get mad and refuse to consider our plight and say, what of it, as we walk away in pride? What for? For us to say, I'm no worse than others. God will have his hands full with all of us. What for? God is wanting us to see our plight and helplessness to be what we ought to be, and our hopeless future all dark as the darkest night. And for us to realize we brought it all on ourselves We don't blame God or Satan, relative or buddy. We beat our own breasts in self-condemnation as we cry, I have sinned and perverted that which was right. I have sinned against God, my maker and my benefactor. I deserve the worst. With this first step of repentance, a light breaks through, and we cast ourselves on God, on His power to meet our need, and His mercy to enfold us. Our sin and rebellion demanded God's justice and withheld His heart of mercy. But when a man repents, God shows how He found a way to show that man His mercy. His Son, Jesus Christ, became that way as He offered Himself to be our Savior, our Deliverer. This brings us to the New Testament part of the Bible. It reveals the greatest mystery of the ages. God became man, coming down from heaven into the world to do one great work, to save miserable lost sinners and bring us back to God. His name is Jesus. He was born as a baby, lived as a boy, worked as a man. To reveal who He was, the angels cried from heaven, unto you is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And God broke heaven open with these words, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. He went about doing good, healing the diseased, and even raising the dead. He preached with divine revelation, telling us of God's heaven and describing the awful horrors of that flaming fire of God's judgment, hell. Then He laid down His life, even His blood, in sacrifice for our sins, as He provided salvation for every man, so none need perish in his sins. After dying that death of awful agony on a cross, He arose out of death as the conqueror of death, and being alive forevermore, He bodily ascended back into heaven. That blessed Son of God, Jesus Christ, is our only hope. Neighbor, He is willing to undertake your case. He is able to save you right now, to forgive your sins, to make you a child of God, to change your heart and life, and one day to take you to His home in heaven. You are the lost sinner, and He is the Savior. The next move is yours to make. In real repentance, do this. Call on the Lord Jesus to save you, confessing your submission to Him as your Lord, and receiving Him to trust in Him alone to save you and to be to you all you need in life, in death, and in eternity. I repeat that. Call on the Lord Jesus to save you, confessing your submission to Him as your Lord, and receiving Him to trust in Him alone to save you and to be to you all you need in life, in death, and in eternity. When you do this, then He will receive you as His own forever, and you will have real heavenly peace and joy, so you can sing, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine, and I'm His forever. Then you will know that Holy Bible that revealed to you your Savior to be the guide to lead you in the right way, God's way. In all the experiences of life, the Holy Spirit will take over the control of your life as you obey God's Word, the Bible, and as you are led by the Spirit of God in every detail of your life. And you will know that blessed communion with God, the living God, lost by sin, but restored by our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be His name forever. Thus you will find for yourself the supreme in life, both here and hereafter. I have found it so for all these years, and so I recommend it now to you, neighbor. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through His bondservant, David Brinkman.